This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Celebrations turned tragic this holiday weekend in Baltimore, where at least two shooters killed two people and injured about 30 others at a block party. This man lives nearby.
First, they was having a good time. After they got finished having a good time, somebody shot off a gun, shot at somebody, then somebody shot back, then everybody started shooting.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us nearly half of those victims were children.
Laquelle Nelson told CBS News she helped race one of the victims to the hospital.
I just kept telling her, baby, just breathe slowly, just breathing it out, just breathing it out. I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you there.
Police are offering an $8,000 reward now to anyone who can help them find these shooters. Thousands of hotel workers have walked off the job in Los Angeles. Here's KNX reporter Emily Valdez.
You can hear the protesters, 15,000 of them hotel workers all across Southern California on strike. What do they want?
Significant raises, a better pension, healthcare, safer workloads.
So why walk off the job on this 4th of July weekend?
Well, our contract expired on Friday, June 30th, and companies have had our proposals since April 20th, with really little to no movement at all.
One of the major hotels, the Bonadventure, did reach an agreement with its workers.
And hotels insist that they will continue operating as usual. Protests in France were violent for a sixth night over the police shooting death of a 17-year-old. CBS's Elaine Cobb has the latest from Paris.
Violent clashes between police and rioters continued over the weekend. Protesters launched fireworks at police, who responded with tear gas. In a Paris suburb, rioters rammed a burning vehicle into the local mayor's home. His wife was badly injured as she fled the flames.
The U.S. will hold high-stakes meetings to strengthen economic ties with China this week. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has long said she would like to travel to China at the appropriate time. A senior Treasury official said the secretary seeks to deepen and increase communications between the two countries and stabilize the relationship between the world's largest economies while avoiding miscommunications.
West Hollywood now has the highest minimum wage in the country. It's paying its workers $19.08 an hour among higher rent, gas, and food prices. Up until now, Seattle had the highest minimum wage at $18.69. Tragedy averted in North Carolina after a man waiting for his kids in the parking lot of Carowinds Amusement Park noticed a crack on a roller coaster.
I was just afraid, being the 50th anniversary and the 4th of July weekend, are they going to do the right thing? I didn't want to see something bad happen.
The parks closed the ride till it's repaired. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at CivicMedia.us.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
...93.5 The Tap.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood.
And Pat will be right with us.
I don't think little big girl should.
Who doesn't need a little Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs this morning? Sorry, I let that run a little longer than I should have. But the wolves are out for Megan Wolf, and we'll talk more about that story in just a bit. Tomorrow, Doug Null will join us to talk about an op-ed in the Cap Times about how Robin Voss has it backwards on the issue of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the University of Wisconsin system. He'll tell us about that in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. In sports, Joey Weimer hit a go-ahead two-run home run to straightaway center field in the sixth inning last night that lifted your first-place Milwaukee Brewers to a 2-1 road victory over the Mets. That's right, your first-place Milwaukee Brewers. The Reds lost again last night, putting the Brewers back on top of the NL Central. Now, the pitching really got it done last night. Starter Colin Ray is now 4-4. He retired his first 8 batters for the Brewers and allowed only one run in 6 1/3 innings. Hobie Milner then got 4 outs. Elvis Peguero 1. Devin Williams got 3 outs to complete the 3-hitter. Devin Williams got his 14th save in 15 chances as the Brewer pitchers retired the final 11 Mets in order on just 34 pitches. And that 6 1/3 innings for Ray was his longest stint of the season. He spent most of the last 2 years pitching in Japan, trying to get back into the bigs. The Brewers offense needed all that pitching help because they didn't exactly light the place on fire. They stranded 8 runners against Justin Verlander, who gave up 5 hits and struck out 5 while throwing 100 pitches. Then they'll do it again tonight and then Thursday as well. Wednesday and Thursday as well, all 4 games this week at 6 o'clock Central Time in the evening. You can hear those games in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 and 1100 AM. And news from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 and 1450 AM. If you don't have it yet, you can get the Civic Media app. Go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, or wherever you get your apps and learn more about it. It's got all kinds of nice new improvements. You pick your hometown station or favorite station from there, and that'll come up every time you open up the app. And from the app, you can either call in to whatever show is on at the time, or you can send a text. For example, we came in and found a text this morning from a caller in Racine letting us know that Wisconsin was getting more than $1 billion from the Biden administration for broadband expansion, to which we know and which we're going to be telling you all about a little bit later on here in the program. But again, we appreciate anything related to, you know, news tips and comments and calls that you want to make. And of course, our studio line, 844-967-2789. As I mentioned, the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, well, the, I guess I should say the administrator of the Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, is once again reminding folks of what she has done for the Elections Commission, the professionalism with which she has handled the job, and just as importantly or more so, continues to knock down the disinformation that's being spread about Wisconsin elections. And I choose that word carefully. I do say disinformation, not misinformation, because it's intentional at this point. These are intentional lies that people are telling to try to undermine confidence in elections for whatever reason, either to drive down voter turnout in the future by driving down voter confidence, or simply to smear other people when you don't have ideas of your own that can help you win elections. So Megan Wolf put all this in a letter to state legislators over the weekend, saying that she wanted to put all of this out because state lawmakers could have a vote this week that might determine her future as the state's top elections official. Molly Beck wrote all about this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the other day. And so despite Wolf running the Elections Commission with such professionalism, there is going to be a meeting, a vote perhaps this week about Wolf losing her job, as Republicans who control the state Senate have been signaling that they do not support confirming her to another term when her current term runs out at the end of this month. Republican lawmakers have been targeting Wolf because of her actions with the bipartisan panel of six commissioners. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is made up of three Democrats and three Republicans. She and they have been taking actions during the coronavirus pandemic to help people vote while avoiding crowds and contact with others. Wolf was not a voting member in those decisions. These are, as she emphasized, the decisions made were made by the bipartisan Elections Commission, and then she carries them out. But of course, some Republicans are trying to paint her as if somehow she is, you know, the boss of all of this, leading the commissioners on, and it's her ideas that are, you know, responsible for things that they don't like about elections. But that's not true. And that's not true. And Megan Wolf is making that note. Now, members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission are also going to be meeting today to discuss the matter, to find out, you know, what the Senate is going to do in terms of whether to vote to reappoint Megan Wolf. And if so, you know, what if she is voted down? And what will the election commissioners do? After all, their job is now complicated by a recent state Supreme Court decision involving Fred Prehn. Remember that guy? He sat on the state Natural Resources Board for well over a year past the expiration of his term. A Scott Walker appointee, Prehn decided he wasn't going to step down until the Senate confirmed Tony Evers' appointment. And the Senate Republicans said, well, we don't have to confirm Tony Evers' appointment. In fact, there's still plenty of Tony Evers appointees they haven't confirmed yet because they won't do their job. And conservative justices on the state Supreme Court said, yeah, if the Senate doesn't confirm, then the person whose term expired can hang on to that post. Well, so what if the Wisconsin Elections Commission deadlocks 3-3 on any vote for some new appointee? Could Megan Wolf just say, well, you know what, I'm going to stay in this job, even if the state Senate, you know, doesn't appoint somebody. And even if they wanted to not reappoint me, I might just stay here. So the Republican politicians on the Wisconsin Supreme Court have really created a mess here by refusing to respect what terms of office are for state appointees. And this whole thing could lead to the Wisconsin Elections Commission perhaps not having, either having an interim leader or a dispute about who is the administrator of the commission at a time when the office has to start thinking about the 2024 elections. And certainly any drama here is going to, again, shake public confidence in Wisconsin elections unnecessarily, because Wisconsin elections are secure, they're safe, they're accurate. And by and large, that is because Megan Wolf and the bipartisan members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission have set it up that way, working alongside some 1,800 elections officials in cities, towns, villages, counties all across Wisconsin. We have perhaps the most decentralized election system in the country, which takes great professionalism on the part of all of these people to make it work. But it also means that no single entity controls the elections. And therefore, when people say, well, there's something, there's irregularities about Wisconsin elections. Really? Good luck. Good luck trying to get 1,800 people to take part in a conspiracy. It just doesn't work that way. And it's beyond insulting for people to continue to spread these lies simply because, you know, Donald Trump told them to, because he was trying to hold on to victory. He didn't. He lost to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is making, you know, some waves now by a couple of victories of late. First, let's take a look at, remember that potential for a railroad strike and how President Biden talked all sides into, you know, basically just going back to work, continuing to negotiate. And a lot of people on the side of labor were not very happy about that, because one of the issues that hadn't been resolved was paid sick days. The railroads have been, to put it kindly, awful to their employees on the subject of paid sick days. And so a lot of people are upset that, you know, they felt that maybe this needed a strike to pressure the railroads into granting paid sick days. Well, it turns out the president was right, that after months of negotiations since the last time it was in the news, the railroad members at four of the largest U.S. freight carriers have announced that they are now getting paid sick days. It's a very big deal and a very big win. And again, talks about the power of negotiations and talking at the table, you know, rather than always having to have confrontation, which is something some labor folks wanted. But frankly, it's also something some of the railroads wanted, looking for any opportunity to look for replacement workers or things like that. And instead, you know, the president said, talk this out. They did. And the workers are going to be getting their paid sick days. In fact, it's just the latest example of how you're going to hear the word Bidenomics a lot more over the next year and a half or so, because you had yesterday's announcement that we'll talk more about later, about the $1 billion expansion of broadband investment in Wisconsin, part of some $42 billion that's going to be invested all around the country into high-speed internet. That's going to benefit so many people, bring so many jobs to Wisconsin and elsewhere to lay all that fiber optic cable, get it connected, what have you. And it's all part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The investments from the bipartisan infrastructure law, the investments from the Inflation Reduction Act, the investments from the American Rescue Plan, those three things were all part of what Biden referred to as Build Back Better when he was running for office originally in 2020. And in 2021 and early 2022, that legislative agenda passed. It certainly had its hiccups along the way. Thank you, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. But what ultimately passed, while short of what the president wanted, because nobody gets everything they want in American politics, but what ultimately passed continues to reap dividends. and will for years, especially in the area of infrastructure. And so no legislation of any significance is going to pass right now while there's split control of Congress. So when the president runs for re-election, he's going to be running on the things that are getting done from what's already been passed. And they're going to refer to it as Bidenomics, which is simply their term of grow through the middle class, that trickle down economics and tax cuts for the very rich, like Republicans in the legislature want to do. Doesn't work. It's never worked. What works is investing in people, investing in the middle class, investing in infrastructure. Let's take a break, and we'll hear from Christina Lurie, my partner at Up North News. She writes our daily newsletter, and we'll have the Uplift, her segment, her weekly segment with us next. You're Up North.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Police in Baltimore are searching for multiple shooters who killed two people and injured 28 others yesterday. The youngest victim, just 13 years old. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
This was a reckless, cowardly act of violence that has taken two lives and altered many, many more.
Thousands of hotel workers in L.A. will hit the picket lines again today. Maria Hernandez is their union spokeswoman and talked about their demands.
Better wages, better pension, health care, and safer and more humane workloads.
At least one hotel's already agreed to a new contract. And more than 1,000 protesters have already been arrested in violent riots in France over the fatal police shooting of a 17-year-old. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
The grandmother of the Franco-Algerian teenager killed by police last week has appealed for the violence to stop. And mothers in a Paris suburb have called for calm and justice for the victims.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. ...93.5, The Tap.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and a little humid out there today. We'll get to 93 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And a couple of those could be severe late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Cue Richie Cunningham.
I found my thrill.
No, that, of course, is Fats Domino. On this day in 1956, Fats Domino recorded Blueberry Hill at Master Recorder Studio in Hollywood. What I did not know until last night putting this together is that that was actually a remake. The song was first made popular in 1940 by Gene Autry. But Domino's version has that famous piano intro. Became his biggest hit. It is the definitive version of the song, although, again, Richie Cunningham singing it all the time in Happy Days, whenever he met a pretty girl. That was kind of the definitive version of the 1970s. Born on this day in 1927, Bob Keeshan. You know him as Captain Kangaroo. Born in 1927, passed away in 2004. We'll play his famous intro song a little bit later on this morning. And let's see, we've got another birthday today, 64 years old today for country singer Lori Morgan.
You're not believing a word I say. Oh, if you think I won't go, watch me.
Now, believe it or not, Lori Morgan, her birth name was Loretta Lynn Morgan, born in Nashville in 1959, and I think appropriately decided not to go with Loretta Lynn Morgan.
Yeah, you got a little bit to live up to if you go with that.
Yeah, she still did quite all right for herself, though, and again, turns 64 years old today. Here's an interesting little history tidbit. It was on this day in 1905, during a war between Russia and Japan, that some Russian sailors started a mutiny aboard the Russian battleship Potemkin. Just seems to be a little appropriate that... It's tough to keep the Russian military happy when you keep losing. The number one song on this day in 1964, 59 years ago, was from Peter and Gordon. The Peter in Peter and Gordon is Peter Asher, who was dating Paul McCartney's sister, Jane, at the time. and was able to get this song that was written
by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It's the other way around, that Paul McCartney was dating Asher's sister.
Oh, I'm sorry. McCartney was dating Asher's sister. Did I say that wrong? Oh, I said Asher was dating McCartney's sister. My apologies. Yes. I swear I had coffee this morning. Just clearly not enough. On this day in 1970, there was this rock group out there known as Smile and needed to shake things up. So they changed their name to Queen and performed for the first time under that name on this day in 1970. The number one song this day in 1987 was from Whitney Houston. This is the title track to I Want to Dance with Somebody, the fourth number one single to come off. You talk about people who were new on the scene and shot out of a cannon. That would have been Whitney Houston with that album, again, this day in 1987. And on this day in 2000, Nelly released his debut album, Country Grammar. The hit Ride With Me, one of the few rap albums to go diamond, selling over 10 million copies here in the U.S. And there's your history lesson and music break for this Tuesday. Aaron, were you able to, we were talking about the audio of Donald Trump, and we've got a little time here, so maybe we should just go ahead and play that now again to set it up. This is the new audio that we already know that the special counsel's office had. We learned that a few days back, but now CNN managed to get a copy of the audio. It was somehow leaked to them. And so this is the first time we get to hear Donald Trump talking to some people, I think at Bedminster, his golf course club in New Jersey, and talking about all these papers he has. He thinks that these papers exonerate him because people were saying he wanted to start a war with Iran. And he's trying to make the point that, oh, no, no, it was these generals like Milley and others. They're the ones who had these plans to go to war with Iran. Look at them. Look at here are the plans to go to war. Well, maybe I shouldn't show these to you. That's the short version. Here's the actual audio of it.
These are bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know, against you. That's
well, it started right at the
beginning. Like when Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him.
He's literally shuffling a pile of classified documents.
Presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. Wow. We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Yeah. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm. No.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. But look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time, you know.
Private email. No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible, though?
Yeah.
I was just saying, because we were talking about it. And, you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran and what? These are the papers.
Did.
Pretty, this was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out.
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is
classified. Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
No, okay. So there you go. Right then and there. That's the confession, because at first he was like, oh, I can declassify anything, even when I'm not president. Then he showed that he does understand he cannot declassify things once he's no longer president. And yet, Aaron, no respect for the actual information. He knew what he was holding on to, and to be that amazingly ridiculous. ridiculous, stupidly careless with it. Just it doesn't surprise you coming from him, but from any other person, that would blow you away.
But for him, it's right on brand. It is. I expected nothing, and I was still disappointed.
You know, and to think, well, if I just make some jokes about Hillary Clinton, the crowd will go, yeah, and make, you know, talk about Anthony Weiner and all of that. It doesn't take away from what we have at the core. And that is somebody waving around stuff he shouldn't have had. The military gave this to me. No, you took it. They showed it to you and you took it. It's just so wrong. Just wrong. So coming up in our next hour, we will get into June Dairy Month, and we'll talk a bit about some of the people behind the scenes who really keep the dairy industry afloat in Wisconsin. That and so much more next. You're up north.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.